Welcome back to Mornings. We'll take you through some of the other issues in the tennis after 10:30 because Jamie McLaren, the Melbourne City and Socceroos striker, has been good enough to jump on the phone and join us ahead of what is such a huge game. Every game for the Socceroos now, their last four matches in World Cup qualifying is huge, and it starts again tomorrow night at Amy Park against Vietnam. And Jamie's jumped on the line. G'day, Jamie.
Morning, Jules. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, very well, mate. Very well. Well, it's an understatement to say this is a must-win match. Interesting preparation. No manager due to COVID. The A-League's been very stop and start. Some of the players from overseas are arriving very late. Is it a bit unsettling, the preparation for this game?
I wouldn't say it's unsettling. I think a lot of us have dealt with adversity throughout the last 2 years with travel quarantines. And, you know, it's a shame that Arnie's copped COVID, you know, within the last 5 or 6, 7 days. So it's unfortunate, but look, he's been there in meetings like he's here with us. So it's been one of those things. We've got everything in place and everyone knows their roles, and some boys have just touched down. So I believe the whole squad's here now and we're raring to go.
Will it have a big effect tomorrow night not having the manager on the sidelines? We spoke to Andy Harper yesterday and he thought it is quite, well, inconvenient and could have an impact. How do you see it as a player?
Look, it's always tough as a footballer. You know, Arnie's going to do all the meetings. He will be there in every single meeting that we have. It might be difficult not seeing him on the touchline, but I guess at halftime and before the game, you'll see him on the Zoom call if he is there. And us players know our roles. We've got that many meetings and we know our structures, and all the players that have come into camp know each other very well. It's a very together environment. And I believe that, you know, Arnie's set into the coaching staff and Rene and guys like that who really drive us on from the inside, and it'll be no different. And it's always great because he brings some great positivity to our group, and he will be missed if he's not there, but if he is, it'll be fantastic for us.
On a personal level, how have you found the last 4 to 6 weeks? We know there's been, you know, COVID cases at your football club, at most A-League clubs, and how have you found that, and how's it affecting how you go about your daily life? Are you being a lot more careful given the fact that the COVID is everywhere at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be diligent. I think the last 6 weeks, I mean, I had my COVID period during Christmas. It wasn't easy being alone and stuff like that. And obviously it's filtered through our club and then just gone throughout the league and teams having not able to train, not able to play games. I think there's been so many games cancelled that people forgot that football's on. So it's been difficult for us, but at the same time, you roll with it. You enjoy and you don't take for granted this game that we play. And whether you're playing in front of, you know, a small crowd or a big one that's going to be there tomorrow night, all of us boys that have been exposed to it, we can't wait to get out there and represent our country. And we're so glad and thankful that this game's going ahead. And we can't wait to play in front of our home fans and myself being a Melbourne boy.
Didn't get the results against Japan and Saudi Arabia in the last couple of games late last year. Graham Arnold was still pretty complimentary of the way the team was playing, which drew some criticism from the outside. How did you assess the team's performance in those two games?
Yeah, very good. I think people don't underestimate the quality that those two oppositions are, that they bring, the quality that they've got in their squads and the quality that we have. We set ourselves high standards, and I think, you know, the boss, he might have copped some criticism from his thing, but he believes in us. And that's, as a player, when you walk out knowing that a coach believes in not only just the 11 players, but the group as a whole, it's important for us to know that. So we know what's ahead of us. It's in our hands, and it's down to us, really. And we have to look ourselves in the mirror and make sure that every time we step out and represent the green and gold, that we give it our all and we put ourselves in the best position possible to qualify for the World Cup, because that's what you want to do. And it'll be a different story if we didn't have things in our hand, but they are. So it's really positive, and it starts tomorrow night, and then we go away to Oman. But all eyes and all focus goes on to tomorrow night, and we look to put on a show in front of our great fans.
Third on the table at the moment, four matches remaining. Is it hard not to have one eye on that table at this stage of the qualification?
Yeah, you can always have a glance at it, but at the same time, Jules, you look at it and you say, okay, well, there's four games to go, and there's, you know, 12 points available, so you want to maximise those points, and you ultimately aim for 12, and that's what we'll be doing. We've done that, we've spoken that as a group, and you take one game at a time, and I believe that tomorrow night we'll go out there and really put on performance, get some goals, hopefully a nice goal nice and early would stem the flow of the way that they're going to play, because we know they're going to try and frustrate us. Every team that tries to play us try and frustrate us by putting all the bodies behind the ball, and we've just got to find a way. We've got to find a way to win, and that's what we do. We've got quality players in this squad. We've got some faces that I haven't played with in a very long time in Azza and Tommy Rogic, who have been absent due to just the quarantine regulations, and they're X-factor players, and it's great to see them back, and the fans will love to see them boys on the park.
Speaking to Socceroos striker and Melbourne City striker Jamie McLaren, you mentioned Tommy Rogic there. I'm not sure how much of Celtic you've watched, but how excited have you been from what you've seen from Tommy, particularly under Ange?
Look, having played in Scotland, mate, I watch Scottish football a lot, and it's great to see how well he's doing. I'm not when Ange was appointed Celtic manager, I wasn't surprised that Tommy was going to be, you know, Ange's flavour of the month, because that's what Tommy does. Tommy's a quality player. He's been at Celtic now 9 years, I believe, and he did the business under Ange and in the Socceroos, and he's doing the business under Ange for Celtic. And the way that they play is phenomenal. They press high, very similar to sort of how we play at Melbourne City. It's very, you know, direct, trying to score goals nice and early and really press teams and make them uncomfortable. So that's what Celtic are doing, and Tommy fits that mould very perfectly, and he's having a great season, and he will bring that form into this camp, because he's too good not to.
How do you assess the overall quality of the squad we've got right now, Jamie? Archie Thompson was on SEN a couple of days ago. He doesn't believe it's our strongest squad. He's got some concerns that we don't have many players playing at top clubs now like we used to. How do you assess the overall quality we've got in the squad right now?
Yeah, I think everyone's going to have opinions, and you know, it's always tough as players. It's not like you don't want to play at the best level, but at the same time, everyone's trying to forge a career overseas, whether it's domestically here in Australia. Like I'm, you know, pushing to always win championships here in Australia and be successful in my hometown. And Archie can speak on behalf of that, because he played in Australia. You know, he was a Socceroo when he was playing for Melbourne Victory. So yeah, everyone's playing in all different leagues, and okay, we're always going to be put up against the golden generation, where it was a lot easier to sort of get Australian players overseas. But now, you know, you look at the way teams sign players now, they can get players from the South Americans, the African nations, where back in the day it wasn't so easy. So Australian players were easier to go over to the UK and places like that. So I think it's a little bit, you know, without information, Archie's a bit off the mark there. But at the same time, we just can control what we can control, and go out there and put a performance, and let the other people talk.
And just on Melbourne City, it's been an interesting start to the season, but you're still in a great position on the table. How have you assessed the start to the year? Obviously, it's been very interrupted, like every A-League team, but how have you assessed how the team's played so far?
Yeah, well, look, I think we're playing well. I think a lot of games that we've chucked, we're actually been in front, and we've been comfortably in front, and a few laps, a bit of mistakes, maybe us boys not really finishing off the game in the front half, and yeah, we get punished, and we end up drawing three or four games, which we should be taking the 3 points home. So a bit similar to last year. I believe that you know, we're in a great position. Last year we had, you know, three or four defeats on the trot, and people were calling for, you know, all sorts of things, but now we're in a better position than we were last year, and we want to carry that on. But at the same time, we're having players come out with COVID. You know, Curtis Good has been rocked very hard, and he's slowly coming back. And yeah, we're going to have this is going to be what it's like for the rest of the season. Games postponed. You know, you build up to play against Perth Glory, and then they get postponed, and then you got to play against Wanderers 2 days' notice. And yeah, it's difficult, but at the same time, we move on. There's no complaints, no excuses, and all we want to do is play football, mate. And that's as simple as that. Whether it's for your country or for your club, we want to play games. I want to score goals, and yeah, just carry on.
Just getting back to the Socceroos, you mentioned there, you know, sort of the tactics and the way you expect Vietnam to play. We see most teams that the Socceroos play against in these Asian qualifiers, it's, you know, they're playing very defensively. There's a lot of time-wasting tactics as well. How difficult is that to play against?
It's very difficult, and I can only imagine it frustrates, you know, fans that watch the game. And you know, sometimes they say, you know, Socceroos should be winning a lot more, but what they don't realise is these teams don't come to win. They literally just park, you know, 10 players behind the ball, and it's very difficult to break that down. You're talking about human beings that are fit, professionals that can run around, and they're just being behind the ball. They've got no interest in winning. So it's very difficult, but at the same time, we're looking forward to creating chances, and it's up to sort of our front third guys and set pieces to really be on point and to score an early goal, because that will change the dynamic of the game. But yeah, it's going to be that. We know what we're going to face. We're not under any illusions that they're going to come and try and play, because we know they're not. And yeah, we just got to focus on ourselves and really go out there and put a performance on and try and hit the target as much as we can.
In terms of the time-wasting tactics that we see, are the referees doing enough to keep the game flowing? Are they punishing the opposition like they should for some of these tactics they employ?
Yeah, you know what, it's a bit of a grey area, isn't it? Because you know, when do you ever see a goalkeeper getting, you know, two yellow cards and getting sent off for time wasting? They're kind of players just the way it is. I think we'll, if we can at home games, we can sort of get ball boys to throw the ball on the pitch as quick as we can and throw ins and you know, you see the diving tactics and they bring the stretcher out. And we've come across that, whether it's, you know, in the Middle East or over here in Australia, you see the time wasting. But an early goal, like I said, an early goal will change everything because once you're losing 1-0, you're going to lose the game regardless whether it's 1-0 or 6-0. So it's important for us to worry about ourselves and create chances to put it in the back of the net. And then after that, then, yeah, it'll take care of itself.
And just before I let you go, Jamie, you've mentioned it a couple of times, but back playing in Melbourne, hopefully a massive crowd at Amy Park. We have been starved of seeing the Socceroos for quite some time now, for a variety of reasons, particularly COVID the last couple of years. But I know you're a Melbourne boy and you're excited, but I'm assuming the entire squad is pretty excited to get back to Amy Park tomorrow night.
Yeah, we love being back here. I think obviously myself, who loves playing at Amy Park week in, week out, but to know that, you know, you see the buzz around the Australian Open at the moment, you know, footy's coming back soon, and it's about giving the fans and giving the people around Melbourne who have done it so tough to be able to see a live sporting event and come and wear the green and gold and support their country. And what better way to do it at Amy Park, where it's meant to be a very good crowd, which will be fantastic for us. And it's like anything, you know, when you play the Melbourne Derby and you have a fantastic crowd, some hate you, some love you, but this time tomorrow night, everyone should be loving you. So it's a great feeling, and I look forward to seeing a fantastic crowd and, yes, them supporting us Aussies and us, you know, supporting them back and giving them a good 90 minutes of football.
You mentioned the footy there, Jamie. You're a Pies man. What are your expectations for the Pies in 2022?
Oh, I've got high expectations. I'm expecting, you know, I'm expecting the top half of the table, mate. It's it's been a difficult few years, but look, it's great to see the reshape, and there's obviously some new faces around the building, and you know, sometimes you need a bit of change, and that'll be great for Collingwood Football Club. And I look forward to getting to a few games this year and really supporting them. And number 9, John Noble's probably the favourite at the moment.
Johnny Noble, why is that?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Number 9, you know, Melbourne boy.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not a goal scorer, Jamie. I thought you'd like one of the forwards.
He's got the Nike Mercurial Vapors on the same boot. So yeah, a few boxes are ticked.
Nice plug to finish, hey Jamie. Always great to catch up. Bang one in early tomorrow night, and the Socceroos will be away. Good luck. We'll all be watching.
Thank you, Jules. Take care, mate. Thanks.
Great to speak to Socceroo Jamie McLaren. Nice little plug. If he wasn't a Collingwood fan, he'd almost be perfect.